breaks. I know a lot of you guys haven't been listening to the show because it's been Thanksgiving and you're doing stuff with your family and traveling. So you may have missed the news about Distorted View's great Black Friday sale. Yes, sideshow memberships only $5, yearly memberships $50, and lifetime memberships are on sale for $250. Those prices are still good today through tomorrow, Cyber Monday. Look at me, a capitalist pig sellout, propagating this notion that to be a good consumer, you have to participate in the parting of money on two separate days now, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It's ridiculous. But yes, I am participating in that. Sign up for a sideshow membership now. Support the show on the eve of our 15th anniversary. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting it. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. On the main navigation bar, you'll see Black Friday deals. Click on that, sign up, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Then sit back and bask in the glow of the knowledge you just put more food down my fat fucking gullet. And you saved an incredible amount of money in the process. Hashtag deals, hashtag savings. Now, enjoy today's episode of Distorted View Daily. December 1st, 2019. Coming up on the program today, I become an advocate for the elderly. Something is very wrong with that statement. Plus, getting your dick tickled by God, letting the world know you're painting the town red, menstrually speaking, and vagina facials. All coming up today.
Okay, I love shit, man. I love shit.
Because his nuts start quivering and then his dick got hold. Let's do the government.
I may be old, but I still get horny.
I fucked my brother.
Ping. It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for a short Sunday episode of Distorted View Daily. I'm back in town after Thanksgiving. I'm well rested, and I thought I would never, ever say this. But today I am here as an advocate for the elderly. I know, I'm as shocked as you. I'm still not 100% sure that my mom didn't drug me or something. She gave me dangerous levels of Metamucil or Osteobiflex or, you know, something old people take. It's confusing my system. I'm in an altered state of mind where I feel like I need to help the near-deads here. What I have discovered is at the very least troubling and at worst criminal. And we don't know how deep this goes. While I was sitting in my mom's apartment, I was in the kitchen on my computer, right on the kitchen table. My mom was watching a Game Show Network marathon of America Says, which is like the low-rent Walmart version of Family Feud. You know, the Game Show Network, they don't have a lot of money. Most of their programming is like reruns of The Match Game from 1976. Even back then, you know, you go on Match Game, you could win like $5,000 or something, or $10,000. In the 80s, there was like the $100,000 pyramid. Now, 30, 40 years later, the Game Show Network is offering $500 to the big winner of America Says. Like, if you are picked as a contestant to go on America Says, it'll cost you more to fly out there and get on the show than you could potentially win. It's a money-losing endeavor for you. But whatever, my mom was watching America Says, right? And the commercials that air on the Game Show Network, oh, they're sad. It's all like CPAP machines, urinary catheter tubes and shit. So I noticed one commercial in particular kept playing over and over. Like every commercial break, I'd see the, or hear, because I was in the other room, right? My mom was watching the TV. I could just hear what was going on, right? It was for a hearing aid that is available at Walmart. I think it's called something like Hearing Assist or Hear Assist. And in the commercial, there is a younger guy, like maybe in his 20s or 30s, and he's in the same room as his father, and the son says to his dad, "Dad, I love you." And the father is like, "What? Did you say something?" And then the guy's like, I love you, Dad." "Ha! I said I love you, Dad." "Ha! What?" And then the guy just stops. He's like, "Fuck it, it's not worth it." He knows I love him. The son just walks away, and then, like, the voiceover starts. "I couldn't hear anything." You may have seen this ad if you watch old people shows. Well, I noticed something was really weird about this commercial, and this commercial only. I listened to the rest of the commercials, and this wasn't happening in it. But what they would do is they would lower the volume on the ad every, like, 5 or 10 seconds, right? So the old guy's like, "I lost my hearing at a... I don't know when it started, but I'm so glad." You know, then it goes back up to normal volume. "So if you're suffering from hearing loss, you should get tested. And you should call this number at 451-23. And it's like you're fucking with the old people who are watching the TV into thinking there's something wrong with their hearing. Oh my God, my hearing's coming in and out. The other weird thing about this commercial is it's super long. It's like 2 minutes long. All right, so I found the commercial on YouTube, and it doesn't have weird audio issues, but because, you know, my mom was watching a marathon on the Game Show Network, this commercial would come on, like, every commercial break or every other commercial break or whatever, so I caught some of it, right? So I'm going to first play you a little bit of the real ad that's on YouTube. This is the beginning where the son is desperately trying to express his love to his father, and his father couldn't give a shit and can't hear a word he's saying.
"I love you, Dad."
"What?"
"I love you."
"What?"
"I love you."
"What?"
"I love you."
"What?" "What?"
"I love you, Dad."
"What?"
"I love you."
"What?"
"I love you."
"What?"
"I love you."
"What? What? What? What?"
I may have looped that a few times, but, you know, you get the idea. It's like a standard hearing aid commercial, except that in this commercial, a son is desperately trying to receive some sort of confirmation that his father loves him.
"Thanks to Hearing Assist, I can hear clearly again, and my life is so much better."
"What?"
He said his life is so much better.
"I got a pair of rechargeable state-of-the-art digital hearing aids for about 10 times less than my doctor wanted to charge."
"What?"
He got the hearing aids.
"What?"
He got the hearing aids for less than what?
"What?"
The hearing aids were 10 times less than what the doctors were going to charge him. Okay? All right. So that is the commercial.
"What?"
Oh, God. Go back to whittling, you old fart. That's the commercial, how, you know, how it should sound, volume-wise. Now here's the version that I have, that I played right off of the, or that I recorded right off of the television, so the quality's not that great, so I apologize, but you should be able to get the idea here.
"Thanks to Hearing Assist."
All right, that's good volume. That's how loud the television's supposed to be.
"Thanks to Hearing Assist, I can hear clearly again."
See, hear that dip there?
"Thanks to Hearing Assist, I can hear clearly again, and my life is so much better. I got a pair of rechargeable state-of-the-art digital hearing aids for hundreds, not thousands of dollars."
And it's low.
"You can't see them. And I never have to change the batteries because they're rechargeable."
Who can I sue over this? Again, I want you guys to understand, I don't care about the old people. I just feel like I've caught a large corporation, or the company is in cahoots with Spectrum Cable, and Spectrum Cable is the one who's lowering and raising the volume. I don't know what's in it for them, but I know they're like a billion-dollar company, and I want a piece of that action, right? Any lawyers want to represent me? For once, I will be the plaintiff and not the defendant. Moving on, before we get into the news, and I do have one or two news stories for you today, and then we'll wrap things up. I did want to play audio from a series of videos submitted by DB listener Adam. So, Adam, thank you so much for this. Now, I think maybe we have featured this guy before. I'm going by his haircut alone. It's very unique. It's kind of like Moe from the Three Stooges if Moe's hair was thinning out. Right? If he was going bald. And because of this hairdo, I'm 100% convinced this guy is serious, for real, not trolling us. According to God Entered Bob Hickman's Body as a Ghost Body, that's the name of the YouTube channel. Yes, according to God Entered Bob Hickman's Body as a Ghost Body, on Halloween back in 1997, which is my birthday, God entered into my body, like the body of an Islamic ghost, the same size. All right? The world will never be the same, however, period. You think this is awesome, but it's terror. God attacks me day and night. God is ripping my face, neck, lips. God is shooting into my mouth. Hot. Gum disease. Ooh, not hot. Feels like electric like, dude, go to the dentist. It's not God giving you gum disease. Feels like electric needles being rained down into my gums, striking, and I feel them sticking in and spewing out poison, which inflates my gums with disease. I put salt in my mouth to kill disease. God is tightening my face muscles hard as a rock, like when you exercise and your muscles get hard. God makes my face muscles hard, and if I move them, my face rips. God. And Jesus appears and laughs. God is attacking and appearing and teasing me and saying things like, I tried to make you lose your salvation. All right. That's quite a description for a YouTube channel, right? I'll provide a link on the show notes today so you can check out Bob Hickman or the man who used to be Bob Hickman before God entered him. At any rate, I do have some audio I wanted to share from a few videos. First up,
God entered into my body like a body my same size, like me floating into you or you floating into me. God plays with my dick.
All right! Now you're speaking my language! Freaks, it's starting to get good.
God plays with my dick. God caresses my dick with like an electric hand going up and down on it, squeezes it, pulls at it, makes it get hard, flop over this way, flop over that way. I see visions of Jesus and he laughs and says, jack me off, play with me, touch me.
God is getting frisky. It's like, what is God up to here? You know, one day he's giving you gingivitis or gum disease or whatever. The next day he's like, jacking you off. God is like a crazy girlfriend.
This is what God does.
God runs hot and cold.
So receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you take on something that wants your dick more than you want it yourself.
Let me get this straight. All you gotta do is get baptized, and then Jesus is giving you rub-rubs and tug-tugs. Hallelujah.
I call God Dicky.
Hold on. Yes. He has a cute nickname for God.
I call God Dicky. Dicky loves my dick. Dicky is after my dick. That's why Dicky entered into my body, to have a dick. I guess I'm God's dick.
Again, I believe this guy truly is for real. I mean, he's crazy, but this isn't an act. Because, again, the hairdo, but also, he's filming this in his car, and if you watch this video, you can see his back window, and there's stuff, words scrawled in the window. That's like what crazy people do, right? They write all over their car, Bible quotes and shit. That's what this guy's doing.
I'm God's dick.
Yes, you're God's dick.
There are a bunch of other videos. This one's in the middle of the night. It looks like he's outside and naked.
Holy Ghost born again baptism. My skin feels electric and vibrates a little bit. My body temperature is 2 degrees hotter than yours.
Oh, okay, I figured it out. This guy's suffering from malaria. Or like the dengue fever or something. He's like, I run hot and I'm vibrating and I'm shaking.
Did you know in the Old Testament, God said, it's not good for the man to be alone?
Oh, God, he is naked. I see side ass.
But Why was most of God's servants alone? Did God lie when he said that? Elijah was alone, Paul was alone. Most of them didn't have a wife. Elijah, Elisha.
If you listen, it's like a fucking horror film. Because if you listen very closely, he's got music playing in the background. And it's like kids. Like,
most of them didn't have a wife. Elijah, Elisha. When's God going to do what he fucking said he was going to do? Did you know Jesus said it's better to marry than to burn?
Oh, the same Jesus that's jerking you off all the time? Finally, let's do one more. This is live from a public restroom.
I'm 54 years old, and I do work out. I work out all day long.
Mostly running from the demons that are chasing me. He lifts up his shirt, and he's like, these are my abs. This is my stomach. This is my side. And you know what? He actually has an okay body.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think I have sex with younger women?
It wouldn't surprise me to find out that you want to, and you may have been convicted of that. Yeah, okay.
Truth of the matter is, if they're not young, I don't want them.
Okay. That can be used as evidence.
But they tell me that I look younger than I am. But they lie. But what you want to do is, you want to work out throughout the day. You want to keep your metabolism on. Like right now, I'm
in that's my problem. I don't keep my metabolism up. I'm going to hire this guy as my personal trainer. You know what? He's a creep, but he's a creep in shape. Oh, he also does like to sing. Here is some Comfortably Numb for you by Pink Floyd.
Hey, you. Out there on your own, feeling naked, feeling alone, can you feel me?
I love the acoustics in the restroom.
Hey, you.
Actually, it does make him sound a little better.
Standing beneath the aisle with naked feet and fading smile, can you feel me? Hey, you, would you bother to help him at all?
It's uncanny.
Open your eyes. I'm coming home. I have to go to work.
He works. He has a job. This man has a job. I think he's a trucker. All right. So there you go. That is God entered Bob Hickman's body as a ghost body. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Great time to sign up for the Sideshow, just in time for the 15th anniversary. Get access to exclusive shows, archives, all that stuff. You know the drill. All right, listen, two very quick stories. First up, a Japanese department store has staff wearing badges if they're on their periods. You know, just to let customers know you might be dealing with a real cunt-bleeding bitch. That would be helpful to know. Yes, the badges, which featured a cartoon character known as Miss Period, of course, were introduced in October. The intention was that staff could get extra help or take longer breaks if they were wearing one of the badges. So I guess it was really more for the benefit of the employee than it was for the customers. Still, I would like to know which employees have tragically fallen to the communists. This is a weird line. So, these women who work at a department store have their name badge, and then underneath that badge is, menstruation mascot, Miss Period. She kind of looks like the top of her head is almost like a heart, and she's pink, with like white eyes, red lips, and then red pants. That's what Miss Period looks like. I can also, provide a link on the... You know, I'll make this today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. What's weird is, so yeah, the women wear these badges, yet the department store spokeswoman says it was never the intention to share the menstrual information with the customers. I mean, the picture isn't that cryptic. People are going to figure out, oh, That woman's playing for the Cincinnati Reds. All right. The Daimaru branch at Osaka Umeda, whatever, introduced the badges in October for the 500 or so staff in the women's wardrobe section. The badges, which were voluntary, were introduced after a suggestion from employees themselves and were linked to the opening of a new section of the store. On one side, the badge said the new section devoted to women's well-being was opening on November 22nd. On the other side was the Siri-chan, or mascot of menstruation. The idea, according to the spokeswoman, was to improve the working environment for staff by sharing information. When the store told the media about the badges on November 21st, some outlets incorrectly reported that the purpose was to let customers, as well as colleagues, know if a woman was on her period. One unnamed executive said there were many complaints from the public, with some of them concerning harassment. See what happens when you listen to your employees? There's a reason they're making minimum wage. They come up with what they think are brilliant ideas, and then something like this happens. A PR nightmare! You can't spell PR without period, right? The spokeswoman said some staff didn't see the point in the badges, or they were reluctant to wear them, but others were positive. If you saw a colleague was having her period, you could offer to carry heavy things for her or suggest she take longer breaks or look at the back of her white outfit and see if she's spotting. You know, helpful things like that. She also said customers had phoned in with support. Well, the company is not canceling the policy, but they are rethinking it. I think instead of badges, you know, which everyone sees when you're looking at someone head on, you see their name badge, you see... their period mascot or whatever's going on there. What I suggest is hanging an ornament from between your legs, kind of like a Christmas tree. Not everyone is going to look at your crotch. It's not as obvious, but a nice red bulb hanging from between your legs would signify that, yes, I am on my period. Or maybe like a tampon tucked in your ear, like you would stick a pen or pencil. When I see someone with a pen or pencil stuck in their ear, I think, wow, this is a hard worker. They gotta be writing stuff down. They don't have time to look for pencils, so they keep one handy. Just a few suggestions. As in many countries, menstruation in Japan was something women rarely talked about in public, let alone with men, and the subject was always tinged with shame. But that's changing in a big way. A few days ago, a widely watched morning program on the public broadcaster NHK spent over an hour with both female and male commentators discussing how to talk frankly about menstruation with your family and friends. Do you really need to talk to them that much about menstruation? I don't think guys really want to spend a lot of time on that topic. Just give them pertinent information. I'm on my period. Leave me alone. I'm cramping. Go buy me maxi pads. The ones with the balloon symbol. Do they still do that, by the way? I remember when I was working at the testing center, my coworker was like, I'm on my period. She had no problem talking about it, right? She's like, go buy me some maxi pads. And I was like, ooh, a chance to get out of the office? Sign me up. And that's what she said. Go buy me the maxi pads with balloons on them. I'm like, maxi pads or diapers? That sounds like something that would be on Huggies, you know, like balloon patterns and stuff. And she said, no, there's symbols. I guess it's for guys, dumb idiot guys who are sent off to the store by their wives to pick up maxi pads for them. And like, this is the best way to do it. The least chance of them screwing up is to, you know, use a little fucking kindergarten symbol. And you know what? I got the right maxi pad, so that system works. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, it's a heavy flow day here on Distorted View. Let's talk more about vaginas. Women have been searching for ways to perfect their vaginas for decades. From making their pussy juice sweet by eating citrus fruits like pineapples, to drinking probiotic teas to make sure their snatch don't stink. There's a lot of tricks and, let's be honest, misinformation when it comes to maintaining your muff. Gwyneth Paltrow was selling those eggs that you shove up your hole to tighten it or something. Vaginal steaming. We talked about vaginal steaming, vajazzling, bleaching your cunt lips. By the way, this has nothing to do with that, but in the 70s, there was a shampoo. It was called, Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific. That's the name of the product. Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific. And I happened to be looking up that shampoo, and I was putting in other words and stuff, and I found a trademark an abandoned trademark, right? This was from 2000 and something. And it's for a product called Gee, Your Butt Smells Terrific. Apparently, it was going to be dog shampoo. But I don't think I don't think it ever launched because in 2007, the trademark was abandoned. So if anyone wants to create a product called Gee, Your Butt Smells Terrific, that name is up for grabs. Anyway, back to vaginas. This piece was in Quartz, which I think is like a web zine, or if this was 1990, a web zine. It's a magazine called Quartz, right? And the woman who wrote the article is talking about the reason why women are obsessed with how their vaginal lip should look. It all goes back to those hairless women with small labias in porn, and all the airbrushed in Photoshop models and stuff. Well, the newest trend, this is something I'm sure you'll be hearing in 2020. Vagacials. Facials for your vagina. The treatment, which is performed on the vulva area of the vagina. Guys, I don't know where that's at. Is that the part they pee out of? Or is the vulva the part you're supposed to flick with your tongue? Also known as the devil's doorbell. I think that's the clit, right? All right, anyway. The treatment performed on this vulva consists of cleansing, exfoliating. Exfoliating is like when you brush something in it until it hurt. Like it's rough, right? You're trying to clean off all the dead skin. I'm just thinking of like exfoliating your skin. You use those hard loofahs until your skin's red, right? Yes, it consists of cleansing, exfoliant, ingrown hair extraction. Ugh. A mask, a pussy mask, and then a skin brightening serum. A vagacial in New York will cost you anywhere from $50 to $70. Now, according to this, Quartzy is the name of this magazine. I don't know, it's QZ.com. The woman who wrote this says that she has naturally curly hair, not silky, straight pubic hair. She's got, the curly cues that really can dig into the skin, cause ingrown hair. So she went and got a vagacial. She spent 50 minutes getting her cunt worked over. I bet you the whole reason why she wrote this article was so that her job could pay for this. I'll get my pussy worked on. I'll write 500 words and it'll all be paid for. Bing, bang, boom. I'm going to write an article on penile enlargements. And then I'll get, I work for myself, so I'd be paying myself to do it, which is just like fuck it, whatever. Next time I get a real job, I'm going to write an essay about penis enlargement, even if it's not for a publication. Probably end up with a telemarketing job. I'll still write my piece, still turn it into my boss. What is this? It's 3,000 words on getting a girthier cock. And my invoice for $7,500. All right. So this woman said that she left her pussy vajacial pleasantly surprised. So it sounds like this might actually be a helpful treatment. The pussy egg is not going to help you. Anal bleaching or vaginal bleaching, that's going to hurt. That's a bit of a gamble. This seems pretty safe. If you're going to do anything to that region, consider a vajacial. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Sunday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you guys, and there are many ways to contact the show. I'm sure you know them all by now, but let me just remind you, 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We've got a lot of patrons calling in. It's been a while since I've done voicemails. I mean, we did that voicemail show a couple days ago. But that was about it. Hey, check us out in the Discord. Tons of freaks hanging out in there. If you'd like to meet and chat with other listeners of the program about not just DV, but all sorts of stuff, like-minded idiots, check out our Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar. Of course, I've got to also remind you, the DV store is open. Store.distortedview.com. Load up on t-shirts, hoodies, all sorts of fun stuff. Cups, or not cups, mugs.
Timmy. I just wanted to say I'm so glad you put up the store and you're killing it with the store. You get so many great items.
Oh, it's so fun this year.
I just want to buy everything, but I can't because I have a girlfriend to get fucking gifts for this year.
There's one thing that I haven't added to the store that I want to, but I haven't been able to finish the design, and it is a design. It's a full. it's a shirt that has a design all over it. The sleeves, the the front and the back, it's covered. What I wanted to do was just use the same image of me, like, on the magnet or the pillow, or just, like, a collage of pictures, photos of me. But who would want to wear that? I think I'm going to order one just for my sister. Because don't tell her, but I got her name. I don't know if I... Well, fuck it. She doesn't listen to the show. We do a family gift exchange thing, and I got her name this year. So she wrote down, you know, some things that she would like. But instead, I think I'm going to get her all merchandise with my face on it. I'm going to get her a Tim Henson pillow.
Keep it off the list.
Tim Henson shirt.
Jamie, I'll spend more money. Anyway, just wanted to say I love that you put Chester's Cheeseburgers as a shirt.
Yes.
Bought that. And my personal favorite, the Turbo Clone.
Yeah, Turbo is a returning design.
Smells like Turbo. Probably my favorite ad from 1980 or the Winston. Tastes like a cigarette should.
Yeah, any commercial that features a voice like that, Turbo, or it's like Cheryl Murkowski's voice, honey,
a very new stinky fragrance.
Oh, well, this person just butt dialed me by accident. Let's try that again.
Hello, Hanson. It's Vladimir Putin here. Good day. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope to get in before your last Thanksgiving show before
didn't
Thanksgiving.
Quite make
I hope
it.
To make it under par. I have joke for you. I have Thanksgiving jokes. Everyone cheer. Yeah, Vlad. Okay. Here it is, Tim. You ready? I hope you're ready. This is original.
I was doing that stupid Turbo voice, and I sucked in a lot of air. I had to burp it out. Sorry.
Vladimir Putin joke. Do not steal it. Do not try to say you said it in past or don't. This is my...
Hey, yeah, you remember my Al Gore rhythm joke? Hey, you know, you hear about Al Gore. He started a tech startup. I don't remember what the joke was. A startup, and it's going to give you recommendations for dance music, and it's called Algorithm. Apparently, that show on Netflix, Kimmy Schmidt, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Titus, the big fat gay guy, black gay guy, I had to add that in there. I had the racial part in. He made an Algorithm joke, and I wonder how close it is to mine.
Look, Tim Henson, what do you call a Vietnamese turkey with a speech impediment?
Well, I know the only name I know for the Viet Cong are gooks, right? So something gook.
You have time?
And if he has a speech impediment, he would be like a lisp, but they have a trouble saying the L's. Is that the same for Vietnam? So it might be like ris. I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this. But I have a feeling it's going to involve a bad accent.
Gobbledygook!
Gobbledygook.
I know, excellent.
Oh, that works, yeah. Excellent. That's good.
Okay.
I surprised
that was a very good joke. That was a very good joke. I will give you a moment to stop laughing.
It's better than the algorithm joke.
Just want to make a brief message to all of you freaks out there who are not yet members of Sideshow. Tim, if this is playing on Sideshow only episode, perhaps save this message for a free side.
It's a free show, so go ahead.
Freesiders, here's the deal. We are not a very large group. We are a loyal group. We are true freaks. We are Tim Henson. We are the Pussy Posse. We are the freaks, right? We are like family. And here's the thing. Tim does rely on the Sideshow money for his bills,
I feel like everyone knows this because I say it every day where I'm like, I'm poor, hand me money. But I'm going to let him talk because I like the way he thinks.
To all of us, many of us are poor. We don't have that much money.
Except for that guy who bought a Tesla.
We're still going out and we're getting Happy Meals or Super Value menus we're still spending money.
Yeah, if you go without one Happy Meal a month, you can afford the Sideshow.
It's $7 a month, guys.
One stupid Starbucks coffee.
So some of you freesiders who are just kind of fucking off and saying, fuck it, I get three shows a week, it's enough. Please consider Tim. And the fact that we all have to, it's kind of like for public radio, where they say,
support independent media.
If you're not paying in, then someone else is paying your bill. That's kind of like it is for you guys.
Okay.
And I want us all, I want to try to make this kind of like a DD fun drive. Would like to get new members. We're going to have some prizes in the Discord, perhaps. I would like to expand the Sideshow membership by how much, Tim? What do you think is reasonable? I would like to do something where we are
1,200.
Where we grow.
I want 1,200 new members.
We see things, 2020. Let's see things clearly. Let's support.
If we could grow in 2020, that would be amazing. I would shit my pants because then I would think, I might be doing this another 15 years. I mean, I wasn't ready to wind the program down anyway, but if we keep going, this will be a career for me. You know, some people, who has a job for 15 years? People leave jobs all the time, right? But anyway, yes, thank you so much. And if you do want to sign up for the Sideshow, now is a great time. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is our 15th anniversary, so there's, 15 years worth of shows to discover in the archive, plus new stuff every week. I think going forward, one change I've been toying around with is alternating between two new shows a week and three new shows a week. So every other week there might be two new shows, and then Sideshow members get three exclusive shows a week, and then the next week we'll do three and two. The only reason why I haven't already started that is because it is a little more confusing, and I like the idea that people know the schedule. You know what I mean? Like, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday shows. I have that to look forward to. But, if you look at your podcast, if you go to, your Apple Podcast app, the shows that have the newest episode are up front in the library view. So you'll always know when a new show has been posted anyway, right? I don't know. I also want to do more mini programs like we used to do, which we haven't been doing lately. We've been doing more exclusive shows. I don't know. Like I said, I like to switch it up occasionally. Some years we do more extended shows. We do half extended shows, half exclusive shows. This last year, and I think maybe last year, we did all exclusive shows on Tuesday and Thursday. So we'll see what happens. What do you guys want to hear? I'm thinking I'm going to start a Discord group where we can bounce ideas off one another, because I know some of the people in the Discord are very opinionated and might be good to hear what the freaks have to say to weigh in. So, if you're not a member of the Discord, you can always email me, too, if you want to give me your two cents on things. But we might do that in the Discord, have little chats every once in a while.
Hey, Tim, back for a while here. I think the reason that you forgot about the whole Level 80 Cat Lady Kelowna Pussy auction that's going on is because you've probably got a bunch of people calling in to place bids, and you still haven't cleared out the fucking voicemail!
I know. We're trying. We've done two voicemail shows. They were chock full of voicemails. And next week we'll do another voicemail show next weekend.
Hey, Tim, Cat Lady here. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I'm calling because...
It sounds like she's skydiving, doesn't it? I just fell out of a plane. That would just be Level 80 Cat Lady's luck, huh? I was on a flight back visiting my parents and, fell out of the plane.
You were talking about masturbation at the beginning of the voicemail call, and I had a story for you. When I moved out and I was in my apartment, my own apartment for the first time, about 18, the first thing I wanted, I really wanted to try out dildos and vibrators, but I was also very embarrassed to go. Now it's hey, y'all, let's go to the sex shop.
That's what's so great about Adam and Eve, coupon code FREAK. Hey, talk about a great Christmas gift. Get your loved one something you can both enjoy in the bedroom and get a bunch of free gifts. And oh my God, I can't believe I've turned this into a commercial. But yes, coupon code FREAK, adamandeve.com.
Because I have no dignity anymore.
Yes.
Anyway,
What I was going to say is what's great about Adam and Eve is, to continue this advertisement, is, you can just order these sex products online. You don't have to see anyone and get embarrassed. It's just shipped off to you.
When I was a kid, I would hump the mattress because I didn't understand that I could just touch my foot and do that.
You're kind of like the podcasturbation guy.
Once I figured that out.
Fucking his pillows and cushions and shit.
That was great. Love it. So anyway, I wanted a dildo, but I didn't have one. I did not resort to a shit dildo.
Oh, God. I should hope not. You're a lady, an elegant lady.
But what I did do was, I got a banane And thankfully, I had the wherewithal to put it in a condom. But it was without the peel.
Oh, yeah, you should just leave the peel on. Otherwise, it's just going to break off inside you. Thank God you had that condom on.
And I put it in the freezer, so it would...
Yeah, girls, never use hot dogs or bananas. You know, they break off too easy.
Freeze, and also, like, the coldness sounded...
Your pussy don't need no potassium.
So once it was frozen, I took it out. It was extremely cold. Holy shit. And I tied off the condom end so that it wouldn't, you know, open up and get banana in my poussée.
Banana puree in your punane.
So, yeah, so I stuck that up there. It was very cold, but it didn't feel terrible for a few minutes. It warmed up very quickly. Apparently, I've got hot pussy pie down there. And it didn't work very well, and I did not do it again, and I would not recommend it.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with food. Food as dildos.
I'm just glad that idea. I was stupid enough to pick a vegetable or fruit up there without a condom. Because shit fucks your pH levels up so fast. And I do not want toxic drug syndrome.
Yeah.
You're gonna get vagina cancer, batteries. Cancer.
Yeah, don't even joke about any type of cancer. You of all people, don't even mention the word vagina cancer, okay? All right. I'm glad to see Love Lady Cat Lady's doing good. By the way, I gave my mom and my sister her flowers, their flowers, that Love Lady Cat Lady, and I think a few other freaks chipped in, but I think it was a Love Lady Cat Lady idea, and they loved them, of course, because women and flowers, right? I don't get it. I don't get the appeal of flowers. I mean, I do. They're pretty to look at, but Jesus Christ, you got to water them, and then, you just look at them. Fake flowers look just as pretty, right? And they last forever. You just have to dust them occasionally. But yeah, women, my mom and my sister went crazy. They loved it very much. So thank you very much, Love Lady Cat Lady. You done real good. They both told you to stop spending money on them, though. And they said you should really spend more money on Tim. No, they didn't say that either. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, showbydistortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
I love you.
What?
I love you.
What?
Spread the distortion, STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes, and I'll see you back tomorrow with a full-length episode of DV, although, you know, we crossed the fucking 40-minute mark. I can't do anything short and fast. But, you know, we'll do three news stories and, you know, the normal menagerie of filth that you've grown to tolerate from me. So we'll see you back tomorrow to start a new week of programs. Until then, bye, everybody!
Fucking retarded.